In this message, Pastor explains to whom the hand of God is revealed and how the favor of God can give you access and also accelerate your blessing.
Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 1.
Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Glory to God. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of the Lord is the extraordinary intervention of God. It's a supernatural entry point of God. To whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? What is the hand of the Lord? What does it mean? If the hand of the Lord is upon you, it means you are approved of God. It is God authenticating you. It is God showing the world that He is with you. It is the endorsement of God. The Lord moved with the disciples, confirming the word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Is God endorsing them? That God is with them. It is like the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that you are the epistle of God. We are epistles of God. It is God writing your story and then authenticating with His signature. God endorsing you. God's autobiography. I mean, what do you say for that? Not autobiography. What do you say for that? Autograph. God's autograph on you. This is the last Friday of the 11th month. And it says here, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? What is the arm of the Lord? You need definitions from God's word to be definite in your faith. In the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter and verse 6 says, the arm of the Lord is glorious. It is the glory of God. God's glory being over your life. Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 10 says, the arm of the Lord is strong. The hand of the Lord is strong. So you can't be weak when the hand of the Lord comes upon you. God calls the weak and then He keeps His hand upon them and they become strong. Glory to God. You can't perpetually say after 30 years in the Lord, I'm weak. Yeah, you were weak. But if you're leaning on Jesus Christ, His strength begins to flow up through you. What is the hand of God? The hand of God is the anointing of God. Psalms 89. Psalms 89. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 89. Drink your coffee and listen to God's word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That is a word for somebody there. Finish your coffee. Now listen to what God's word has got to say to you. Psalms 89 verse 20, I found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. mine arm shall also strengthen him. So the hand of the Lord is likened to the anointing. When you see somebody operating in the anointing or walking in the anointing, it means the hand of the Lord is upon their lives. Tonight I sense the hand of God coming upon somebody tonight. If you are hungry for a fresh touch from God, for a fresh move of the Holy Spirit, to have a revelation of God's presence in your life, to His glory, to see His glory manifest in your life, lift your hand wherever you are. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Put your trust in Him. Let the power of God, let the hand of God be revealed over your life. Glory to God. In Isaiah 59, the Bible says the hand of God is not short. In other words, the hand of the Lord is long. It's outstretched. In scriptures, it says the outstretched arm of God. It means that you can reach anywhere when you have the hand of God in your life. You can have access to any nation. Glory to God. Amen. There is not a single place that you cannot have access to when the hand of the Lord is upon your life. As a matter of fact, when the hand of God begins to operate in your life, God's hand moves you to unbelievable places. Just last week, I was in a parliament in Russia. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The hand of the Lord picking you up and taking you. In other words, the hand of the Lord is not short. You can zoom. You can enlarge. Glory to God. Tonight, if the word of God brings you revelation, you have access to the anointing behind this word. Glory to God. Anytime you are enlightened from God's word, you become conscious of a truth. And when you become conscious of the truth, your perspective in life changes. Limitations fall away. But anytime you are in darkness, when God's word does not illuminate your life, then you are limited. Your perspective changes when the light of God's word comes into your life. The way people look at you, their perspective changes. When people ask you for money, it is a sign that they see you as a very rich person. Glory to God. In the beginning, when people used to ask me money, I used to get irritated. Because I'm thinking, my God, why do I? And then the Lord said, you behave it and you will become it. You behave as you have plenty of money, because I am the God who supplies all your needs according to my riches in glory. You behave it and you will become it. Glory to God. God's word can give you fresh perspectives of all that God can accomplish through your life and God can do through your life. Tonight, somebody is being illuminated by the Holy Spirit. There is no place that can keep you limited. You can have access. You are stepping out of your limitation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The hand of God is the hand of favor. If the hand of the Lord is upon you, you don't need to be afraid of misfortune, because misfortune cannot come to you. The hand of God will attract favor into your life. People who were slaves for 30 years were favored by the Egyptians. The very people who were whipping them, who were making them work, the very people who were causing them harm and pain, suddenly showing them favor. Can you imagine that? It means your life story can change. Don't be upset with people who hurt you, because overnight God can change them. The favor of God can come upon you. One night, the favor is like a switch. One night of favor. Boom. People who hated them, suddenly the very people are showing them favor. They didn't like them in the beginning. And then suddenly they're asking them, what do you want? You want gold? You want silver? You want a in your workplace, you want promotion? You want this business opportunity? You want that? Take it. The very people who were trying to destroy them is showing them favor one night. Glory to God. And the Bible calls that in the book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter and verse 19. The book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter, verse 19. Somebody tonight is getting blessed. If you are that person, say, I am that one who is getting blessed today. And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. But I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. 21st verse. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. Look at Exodus 12, the 36th verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 12th chapter, verse 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The children of Israel came to the Egyptians and said, we are leaving. We are going out. We are coming out of bondage. We are going forth into our promised land. And the Egyptians are saying, what do you want? What do you need? Gold? Silver? The gold and silver they gave. And the Bible uses the word in that same chapter, Exodus 12, 38. A mixed multitude also came out with them. They had so much of gold, so much of silver, so much of wealth, that a mixed multitude who saw that said, we want to go with them. We will carry that load for them. You didn't understand that, did you? There was so much of wealth, the multitude said, we will go with them and we will carry that load. Somebody is going to get blessed in this beginning of this 12th month. Glory to God. The favor of God is once again coming over your life. The hand of the Lord is the favor of God. Glory to God. Children of Israel, you have excess luggage of blessings. Glory to God. The mixed multitude said, let us carry it. Somebody is being favored in the name of Jesus. I realize that people listen to you because of favor. You can know Greek, Hebrew, Latin. You can know all the scriptures. You can be a great Bible student, a great Bible teacher. But if you need an audience, you need a crowd, you need people, you need the favor of God. You can be a great singer. You can have incredible knowledge, expertise, experience. But if the favor of God is not there in your life, there is nothing that moves. There's nothing that happens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight I had an interesting thought that I wrote. And this is it. From zero level to hero level. From zero level to hero level. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say, by the grace of God, by the favor of God, by the hand of the Lord, I am going from zero level to hero level for the glory of Jesus. Lift up your voice, give a shout of praise and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. May that blessing be yours. From zero level to hero level. We know the story. I preached many a time when the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. He outran the chariots of Ahab. Amen. 1 Kings 18, 41 to 46. He outran the chariots of Ahab. Elijah depended on the hand of God. And Ahab depended on his chariots. The king has the finest horses. He depended on that. A 20-mile journey from Mount Carmel. The chariots of Ahab went ahead. There are people who have gone ahead of you. We live in a world of competition. And you wonder what will happen to you. What you need is the hand of God. It doesn't matter who's gone way ahead of you. If the hand of the Lord comes upon you, God will give you acceleration. God will give you speed. Depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. Depend on His word. Depend on His hand. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will outrun the chariots of Ahab. Glory to God. Open your mouth and say, I will outrun the chariots of Ahab. Glory to God. In other words, you won't walk in slow motion. Slow motion. Before in Hindi, I do not know if it is there now, but before in Malayalam movies and Hindi movies, there were slow motion dances. They're going around that tree in slow motion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, from slow motion, you're going to accelerated motion. Especially for some business people. Certain projects, certain business things that were stalled, that was hindered, that was tied down, that was delayed, that was held back. I break that bondage of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business is going to go in an accelerated mode. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your voice to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, life is short, and you can't afford to be regular. You know, God showed me some time back my lifespan. He showed me my lifespan, and when I saw that, I was very troubled. I began to say, Lord, there are so many things that I have unfinished. So many things that you promised me that is not fulfilled. So many things that are delayed. So many things that I have to achieve or do for your glory, which you told me to. And I said, Lord, how is it? The Lord said, son, I'll give you supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, supernatural speed. The hand of God. The definition is supernatural speed. The hand of the Lord is also speaking about divine help. Psalms 89. Psalms 89. Psalms 89. Look at the 90th verse. Thou hast spoken in a vision to the Holy One and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. And then goes on to say, 20-21 verse, my hand shall be upon him. I have laid help, divine help. I have laid help. Laid. Are you with me? That means to stock up, to invest, to having resources. God is saying, I'm investing help into you. I'm stocking up help. All that you need to do for my kingdom, for my name. Glory to God. You won't be without help. I am stocking up. I'm investing. You got to be having so much of reserve of help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. David engaged. You look at that word speaking about David. 20-21 words. David engaged for the hand of God to function. A 17-year-old boy standing up to fight for his nation before Goliath. Goliath is a champion. David is a shepherd boy with a sling. The Bible says when that sling, the stone came out of that sling, it hit Goliath, and he fell down. Fell down dead. Imagine that. Sometimes, you know, a stone hits you, you stagger for a moment. I've seen people using that sling to hit sometimes a frog, a rat, a bird. And sometimes they get hit and the bird is still flapping the wing and trying to fly and moving around. But here, boom, the stone hit and a giant man of weapons, a man of battles, a champion of Philistines, fell down. You know why? The hand of God pushed him down. David relied on the help of God, on the hand of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. A small stone is a mighty weapon. The hand of God is upon it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. What does the hand of God do? It destroys your enemies. There are certain individuals, people who won't let you go, who won't even let you live. Who try to keep you from functioning in what God has called you to function in. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 6 says, God says, I am the God who killeth, I am the God who maketh alive. God has to kill to make somebody else alive. Glory to God. Never hinder, never cause trouble to anyone who's got a destiny in God. Glory to God. If Pharaoh's first son has to die for the Israelites to go out, God will do it. Paul and Silas, in Acts 13, they said to that governor, the son of Elymas, the hand of the Lord is against you. And that man became blind. Whatever or whoever is stopping you or hindering you from moving forward in God, the hand of God will strike that. That's a very powerful word, powerful thought, but that's the truth. That's the truth. God will trouble those who trouble you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord. Who has believed our report? So how does the hand of God operate for somebody? How does it operate? You know, when you look into scripture in Acts chapter 11 verse 21. Read that scripture please. Acts 11, 21.
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord.
The hand of the Lord
was with them.
Was with them.
And a great number believed.
And a great number believed.
And turned unto the Lord.
And turned unto the Lord. When the hand of the Lord moves, there's great revival. There is evangelistic success. Glory to God. You might be a great preacher, but unless the hand of the Lord moves, great number of people cannot be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, son, wherever meeting you go, my hand shall move forth for you. Glory to God. See, the hand of God is an expression of God's power. The hand of the Lord came upon the prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37. And he began to prophesy, to speak out. And dry bones became alive and became an army. Can you imagine the supernatural happening? Because the hand of God was upon the prophet. Glory to God. The hand of the Lord symbolizes safety and security. Jesus said, no one can snatch you out of my hand. Open your mouth and say, nobody can snatch me out of the hands of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is my good shepherd. I am his sheep. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am his sheep. He is my shepherd. No one can snatch me out of his hand.
Let us kneel
just a sheep of his hand. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So safe and secure in the hands of Jesus, your shepherd. Acts 4, verse 29 onwards, it speaks about, stretch forth your hand, O God, to heal. So the hand of the Lord is a healing hand. Even tonight, if the hand of God comes upon you, the sickness in your life is terminated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The hand of God can pick you up from the pit and place you in the highest place to make you sit with Christ in the heavenly realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 98 verse 1, and then we get on to the scriptures on how to receive the hand of God's function upon your life. Psalms 98 verse 1.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song.
Sing unto the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
For he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory.
His right hand
and his holy arm.
And his holy arm
has gotten him the victory.
Has gotten him the victory. When the hand of the Lord comes upon you, you have victory. You can't be defeated. Open your mouth and say, I can't be defeated. When the hand of God is upon my life. Amen. Glory to God. So how do you have access to this? That is what you read, Isaiah 53, by faith. God's hand responds to man's faith. When your faith is at work, God's hand is at work. Say that with me. When my faith is at work,
God's hand is at work.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you imagine that? By faith, the Red Sea parted. By faith, they came out of Egypt. By faith, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, the walls of Jericho fell. All it took for the walls of Jericho to fall was 7 hallelujahs. On the 7th day, glory to God, when you hear the trumpets being blown, shout unto the Lord. 7 hallelujahs brought the walls of Jericho down. Even tonight, by faith, make a joyful noise unto God. Let every Jericho wall fall down. By faith, Rahab's life was preserved. Sometimes people say, I want to understand, I want to figure it out. You cannot figure everything out in life. When the angel of God came to this prophet, the high priest Zechariah, and said, your wife is pregnant. You shall have a son. You shall name him John. He said, how is it possible? You can't figure it out. Faith is in accordance to what God said, not accordance to what men said. So if a man should tell you, you will die because of the sickness, God's word says otherwise. I will live and declare the glory of God. I will not die. Faith is believing what God said. Hand of the Lord, how will it function for you? By your declaration. keep declaring what God has said. Numbers 14:28. Most of these scriptures, if you're continuously listening to me, you will know these scriptures. It's in the book, in your book. You wrote it down at least 7 times this year. But still write it down, but at least read it. Numbers 14:28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do for you. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do for you. Glory to God. Or do to you. God's ear is always close to man's mouth. God's ear is always very close to your mouth. So what are you saying? What you are saying about yourself, about your family, about your life, God is listening to it. Look at this scripture. This scripture I haven't given you. Or have I? Daniel 10:12. If you're a student of God's word, you will love this scripture. Daniel 10:12. The angel of the Lord comes to Daniel and says, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I've come for thy words. God's angel is saying, I've come because of your words. Can you imagine that? God saying, I come because of your words. Somebody is going to step into that realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The angels of God are activated by your declarations of faith. Zakatozi Nabo. Lakistini, I've come because of your words. I've come because of your faith, because of your declaration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, your words move the hand of God. Your words move the hand of God. I've come because of your words, the angel of sorts. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine God's angel saying, I've come because of your words? I could not sit in heaven. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit pushed me out of heaven and said, go. He understands something from the word. He set his heart to understand the things of God. And he's saying the right things. Go. Glory to God by prayer. 1 Samuel 7:7-8. 1 Samuel 7, the Philistines have come for battle. The children of Israel come to their prophet and is saying something. He says in the 8th verse, and the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Cease not to cry or pray to God for us. Every pastor needs to pray for their congregation. I do that. Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us. See, silence is in the grave. Cry out to God in prayer. The prophet came to the king and said, Ezekiah, you will die. He turned to the wall and he began to cry. And God told the prophet, go tell him, I've lengthened his life for another 15 years. Bartimaeus began to cry. He realized it's not the time to keep silent. December is a month of prayer. The time for you to cry before God in prayer. Every time you cry to God in prayer, God moves his hand for you. I'm not speaking about superficial, artificial prayer which just don't come from the heart. I'm speaking about your heart before God and you crying before Him. Saying, Lord, I need your intervention. I need your hand. I need your mercy. I need your grace. I need your presence in my life. I need this breakthrough. I need this miracle. Lord, I seek you. Fourth one, Exodus 15, 11 and 12. Exodus 15th chapter and verses 11 and 12.
Who is like unto thee,
O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? The next verse, thou stretchest out thy right hand and the earth swallowed them. You are fearful in praises, oh God. Every time you praise God, the hand of God begins to move. Paul and Silas at midnight began to praise God. God is enthroned on the praises of His people. Praise moves the hand of God in favor. May your prayers be answered this season by favor. The favor comes to God's people and against your enemies. The hand of God moves. Glory to God. And I close with this. The hand of God moves forth for people who help others with their hand. What you sow, you reap. When you help somebody else with your hand, God says, my hand also. Let it be stretched over that person. When you help somebody to rise up in life, God's hand will always move. Keep helping people and find joy in it. Keep help people who are under you. Help people who are working for you. Even people who are working, don't see yourself when you're working in a place as somebody who's there just to receive salary. Pay receiver. But see yourself as a helper to that company. When you're employed and when you're working somewhere, say, I'm employed to help. Let me faithfully do it. Not somebody, okay, I'm just doing this for salary. I'm just waiting for 31st or 1st or whenever. When you do that, you're sowing a seed into your future. God who sees that in secret will reward you publicly. Look always for a help to render and not for something to get out. How can I get something out? How can I get the salary? Who should I fool, my boss or just my supervisor? Or keep offering to help. Are you with me? Help people spiritually to find Jesus, to pray for them. Help people materially. Help people socially to come up in life. Because when you are doing that for others, God will keep doing that for you. Just a sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord of God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord of God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, just the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Thank you, Lord. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, just the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand.
The last point on receiving the hand of God to move forth for you is by a prophetic impartation. There are people whom God has anointed with extra spiritual force. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And Psalm 74 says that. This is a powerful scripture. Psalm 74, 9 to 11. Psalm 74 and verses 9 to 11. Yes.
We see not our signs.
We see not our signs.
There is no more any prophet.
There is no more any prophet.
Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long.
Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long.
O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Mm. Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever?
Yes. Now read the 11th verse.
Why withdrawest thou thy hand?
Why withdrawest thou thy hand?
Even thy right hand.
Even thy right hand. Pluck it out of thy bosom. Amen. Prophets are the hand of God. Lord, is there not a prophet? Pluck it out of your bosom. Moses was like a one-man army. He didn't go to negotiate with the Pharaoh. He went to dominate. Because Pharaoh said, go as you have said. That's what Pharaoh said. Go as you said, Moses. Glory to God. Some of you, God is going to anoint you, raise you up to dominate for His glory, not to negotiate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I close with this. Give me 5 minutes more. The biggest hindrances to God's hand moving forth for your life. Number one is pride. Oral Roberts' mother said, when you become great, my son, stay small in your own sight. 1 Peter 5, Peter would say, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may lift you up at the right time. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, he forgot from where he came. He forgot it was God who put him there. Became proud. And he became like a goat. Began to eat the grass of the field. But the amazing thing about God was that God did not take the government away or put another king in his place at that particular time. God just ran the government even without him. In other words, without you, God can do everything. Sometimes you think you can. Only if you are there, the company will run. Only if you are there, your house will flourish. If you are there, the church will go on. No, no, no. God can do it without you. Pride is what works you to think that way. In Acts 12, Herod the king became proud. And while he was still alive, the worms began to eat him. And then he fell down dead. Read the scripture very clearly. It says there, the worms began to eat him and he died. Usually it's the other way around. You die and the worms eat you. But when pride comes in, the worms began to come, eat him, and then he died. My God. Malayalathi parayum shariyaya krimigadi. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry, I had to just put in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Two, beware of idolization. Don't idolize yourself too much. Don't idolize people too much. Beware of giving glory to men and not to God. David would say, I boast in the Lord. Don't be too big for God. David could dance before God. His wife, the daughter of Saul, could not. David realized he was a small guy and God made him big. And he was always giving glory to God. You need to have a confidence to say, God is with me. I'm not idolizing myself. I'm not placing people above Jesus. It is Jesus. It is Jesus. Let him increase, I should decrease. He deserves all the glory. When you stay humble and focus on Christ, the hand of God begins to move forth for you. May this be the season for the rest of your life where you see God's hand, His presence, His grace, His intervention in every area of your life.